Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman, KBN, on 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. The 414 Hour on KBN is brought to you by Siding Unlimited. Siding Unlimited is Wisconsin's leader in Pella window installation. Looking for new windows, siding, roof, and doors? Visit them at SidingUnlimited.com.
It's the 414 Hour at 4 on KBN Live from Left's Lucky Town at the Fair on KBN.
He is Kyle Wallace. My name is Ben Brust, alongside Super Bowl 50 runner-up Bradley Nortman. Alex Strofe running the show back at the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios. You, KBN Nation, can get into the show at 800-990-3776. List is more. And of course on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and listen back on the ESPN Wisconsin app. Strofe hit the KBN Sports Desk. Brewers Team Store. This Saturday, we'll be hosting The Miz for a free signing event in the team store. Fans can start lining up as early as 9 a.m. Please note that this is a first-come, first-served event, and each person is only allowed one autograph. No purchase necessary.
Wow.
I scoured to see who follows the Brewers Team Store. I didn't find one Kyle Wallace.
Oh, wow.
I knew you'd love that Strofe.
Time out. Let's listen. There is a difference. I go to the team store. But these are giveaways. You got to get tickets to get these. These are freebies. Freebies. You just need a ticket to the game. This is not the team.
Oh, because you're cheap and you don't want to support the Brewers
unless
it's free.
No, I like
it. So now what I got to do is cut the audio and send it to the Brewers. He doesn't want to spend money at the team store. He only wants free gear.
You know, I'm the most fashionable person on ESPN Wisconsin. And being fashionable, you want to have things that other people don't have at first. And so I like to be exclusive. I'm one of 25,000 people that will have the Miz shirt. I'm one of 25,000 people that got the Brewers with the MB logo on it, with the bats behind it. One of the 25,000 people who have that. So for me, I like to be part of an exclusive group. I don't want where anybody can just buy it. I want people who had to go to the game and get it, or you're an exclusive brand ambassador.
You know, it really is remarkable. These people that go to get their masters in marketing, they pinpoint people to who is going to be their billboard and their voice. And they said, who should we have be the billboard for our free stuff?
I'm the black man of white.
Nobody says, nobody thinks of free like Kyle Wallace. Kyle be the representative of our free stuff. And the pro shop for Alex Strofe, a guy that's willing to fork over a pretty penny for his beloved Packers. They send him that way. Brilliant move by these marketing moves, especially the free one for Kyle Wallace.
The Packers pro chef is as trash as Alex Strofe is.
Wow,
Wow.
What are we doing here?
I said what I said.
I'm Team Strofe.
This has
right
got to be the dumbest. This has got to be the dumbest bit he does.
You're proving the Packers pro shop right by not sending you stuff.
No, they're proving me wrong. I don't think their sales are through the roof.
Oh wow.
Have you seen the reserve fund?
No. That's not from the team store. That's from everything around it. You know, the
if
team
you
store
think there's more Brewers gear bought than Packers gear, you're outside your damn mind.
You know what?
No.
People are salivating over the alternative jerseys this year.
I don't know. I feel like the Milwaukee Brewers are right there with them. I mean, Alex Strofe sure ain't helping their cause. If they gave it to me, everybody would be buying stuff for the Brewers.
Again, Kyle, I'm with Strofe. This is your saddest bit. It makes you look pathetic. It makes you look desperate.
I'm not begging the pro shop for anything.
Yeah, but you're whining and being like,
you did, though, beg the pro shop.
Just
out of curiosity, how many times have I come on the air and complained that the Brewers don't send me stuff since they've started sending stuff? Just out of curiosity, how many times have I complained?
You know you're not handsome enough to wear their stuff. You're not handsome enough to be a brand ambassador for them.
You need to put your Twitter bio, Brewers brand ambassador, and then next thing you know, you ain't going to be getting free
stuff.
The
brand ambassador that's attended one game all season.
Yeah, how many games have you been to?
I think
he's going to lie. You will lie.
He's been to one.
Name him.
Did we go to one together?
Nope, I never invited you.
Oh, well then, maybe one. I for sure been to one.
Did you stay the whole time?
Oh, yeah.
quite a brand ambassador.
Wow. I'm a brand ambassador in these
Kill
streets.
Him, Strofe.
A brand ambassador is not about going to game. A brand ambassador is about
Look at
being
this spin
in these
zone.
Streets.
The man in the streets.
You know how many times I go different places, people are like, oh, wow, that's dope. When my Brewmaster shirt that I have on, for the Brewers,
right,
I wear that.
You.
Oh, my wow. cowboy shirt. Oh, people always say, oh, that's so exclusive. They love it. Y'all just mad because I'm beautiful in this great
Because
wear,
I
not.
Because I actually care about the team. The team has rewarded me.
Oh, you didn't
with,
care
with,
about
with,
the team.
With seeing Andrew Vaughn's. Let's
yeah,
go!
The Miz!
Brewers!
I've been blessed to see Jacob Mizorowski in person against the Dodgers go 6 innings, 12 Ks through 5. I've been blessed to see Andrew Vaughn hit a grand slam.
Did you pay for any of this?
I was going to say, Ben, did you pay for
any of this?
I support the Brewers by selling partnerships
yeah,
for
okay.
the team.
I thought so. And had you invited me, I would have been happy to go, but you were didn't
no,
invite me.
I don't want people that leave early just because they think there's some
oh,
fake
stop
ambassador.
It. You leave early, too.
Nope, stayed for the save for Trevor McGill.
No, not every time. Because I remember one time you were talking about you were in the car on the radio listening to the Brewers during the playoffs. During the playoffs.
I have a daughter.
He got free tickets
but
to
by
the
playoffs
way, but, and left early.
But by the
that's
way,
not a real
can
play.
I tell you the story? Also, a good one of the crazier things is my fiance went to high school with Devin Williams' wife.
Uh-huh.
And we were texting, and she was going to come by us and sit with us through the ninth. Thank the Lord that we did not sit next to her as Pete Alonso went yard.
Yeah, we would have saw her husband's career end as a Brewer.
No. He's going to lose the closing job again for the New York Yankees.
He'll be but he didn't sign a long-term extension yet, did he?
No, not after the trade.
Uh-oh. Devin Williams may be back.
Could you imagine?
No, thank you. I'm good.
Not over Trevor McGill.
I'm good. The Brewers keep on brewing. That being said, at this point, are we ready to declare this Brewers team? It's hard because there's postseason that goes with this. But, like, the expectations should be just as high of any Brewers team in the 21st century. The way they're playing right now, with the start that they had and the consistency they've shown, they have, like, it's hard for me, outside of the stars that the other teams in the past that the Brewers have had, that this team is undauntedly, the best.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. We talk about some of the best teams of the 21st century from the Milwaukee Brewers. What comes to mind for me is 2011 and 2018. Of course, those teams went to the NLCS. That 2011 team went to Game 7 against the eventual champion St. Louis Cardinals. And, man, I'll tell you what. The difference is, even though those other teams, they had MVPs, Ryan Braun 2011, Christian Yelich in 2018, they had guys that were among the top 10 in Cy Young. Even Prince Fielder in 2011 was third overall at MVP. Unbelievable. Ryan Braun 1, Prince Fielder 3. There was never a point, truly, in those seasons where I looked at this Brewer team and said, oh, yeah, best team in baseball. Best team in baseball. That's not unlike the feeling with this team. The other teams might be top-heavy, right, 2011, 2018, with all-stars, MVPs, Cy Young-type pitching guys, but this team is as deep as they've ever been. And,
plug and play, baby.
And I'll say this. I'm a big numbers guy, right?
Oh.
I was like, well,
not a big rating guy, but a big numbers
big
guy.
Big numbers guy. Big numbers guy. I said, well, is this team even on track to do better than those other teams? Teams in 2011, 2018, they finished with 96 wins.
Yes, they did.
This current team tracking for
96, 97.
98 wins.
Woo!
98 wins.
With the start that they had.
With the start they had, with the injury,
easy
with all, everything.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, Strofe, you can shout that to the moon.
Yeah,
easy
that's happening.
Money!
We have a $750 bet to win, basically, I'd say $700 with the juice.
Man, I wish my money wasn't tight at that time.
Dang. Yeah, you gave me $10, and I will be giving you $19 because you said I can keep the 10 cents as the runner's fee.
Hey, listen, you get a runner's fee. I'm excited about that, but I'm more excited about the fact that this is probably, to me, this is the best Brewers team that I've seen. Right? I wasn't around for Harvey's Wall Bangers in 1982, so I can't 100% speak on that, but I know based off that 2011 season, 2018 team, both those teams were really good baseball teams, but there just seems to be something different about this Brewers team, right? The way they have battled, the way they went on the streak, and after they lost their winning streak, it's not like all of a sudden they came back down to earth. Remember earlier this year, the Minnesota Twins were on like a 10-game winning streak, and what happened? They fell apart.
Yep.
This Milwaukee Brewers team has been able to sustain the success, and though they are not winning game after game after game, they're winning a lot of games in a row.
They kind of are.
That is true. And so overall, their mentality, the way they've been playing, the pitching, everything just all seems like it's coming together. And this isn't just an anomaly. This is just who this team is. And this team is going to be competitive in the playoffs.
Who this team is?
Last year, we thought we had a really good baseball team, which we did. It was a shocking surprise. This year, the guys aren't shocked or surprised at what they're doing because they know exactly what they could do. They proved to everybody last year they were good. Now they're backing it up with an encore that is phenomenal.
I would also say, to take that a step further, they've had a year, most of them, under Pat Murphy. And so expectations and what is the mantra of the team, you take that and then you put another years of experience through it, and that's when you start to see the dividends pay out because he's the NL Manager of the Year. What they did last year was awesome, right? You can't take away how they got to where they did in the heartbreak that happened, but to take that heartbreak and then turn, like, you know how it is, Brad. I mean, we talk about it in football, the Super Bowl hangover, or when you get second place, what's that next year going to be like? The Brewers, despite getting their heart broken, went to start the season 0-4, and it was horrendous. And it's a long baseball season. We created Brewers math here because of that and compared it to a 17-game football season. But what it tells me is the way they responded, even in May, they never lost focus of what the manager was preaching.
Yep.
And even when he went to the media and said, we didn't go out and buy a player. We didn't get a free agent. We didn't get this. We didn't get that. Very easily, most people would be like, well, bleep this guy. Like, he doesn't believe in us. But that's not what the message is internally. He has them exactly where he wants them, where if Mizorowski goes down, Logan Henderson gets calls up, and you know what your expectation is.
Yep.
You know what you have to do every day if you're playing, if you're DHing, if you're in left field for Christian Yelich, if you're William Contreras behind the plate or DH. Like, it just, whatever your role is, you excel in it. And that is what's great about this team. The best teams understand what their role is individually, and they do it to the best of their ability to bring it for the greater good.
Are we willing to say, yes or no, your expectation for this team is to get to the World Series?
Yeah, well, my expectation for this baseball team.
NLCS,
no,
and then
no,
you see
no.
what happens.
For me, anything less than a World Series, again, I'm going to enjoy the ride. And I said this is a summer of fun. But the thing about me is I'm a prove-it type of guy. If you show me who you really are, I'm going to believe you. That's with human nature, but that's also in sports. And the Milwaukee Brewers have showed us who they really are, and they are a World Series contender based off who have they have beaten really good baseball teams, and they've beaten the snot out of bad baseball teams. Mm-hmm. The Brewers are a World Series contender. Anything less than a World Series for me will be a disappointment. I'm going to enjoy the season, but I will be sad. I will be heartbroken. Before, I was just going to be like, oh, you know, it was a great season. At this point now, if they don't make it to the World Series, I'll be heartbroken because this is the best team in baseball. And when you're the best team in baseball, the expectation for any other team is what?
To do it all.
And so why would we not put those same expectations on a team that earned the right to have those expectations?
Yeah.
I'm a believer.
About a month and a half ago, I said, you know what? NLDS, you get there, call it a win. That's a good season. It's a stepping forward from the wild card. I'm not there anymore.
The goalposts can move based off the results that you see.
I am World Series. This team has proven to me that they are good enough. They should be the representative of the NL in the World Series. And listen, I can't be mad at them. I can't be mad at them either way.
It's not going to be that easy.
It's not going to be easy, but Ben, watching that game yesterday, watching Quinn Priester, because
they believe,
you watched the way he was, he was confident. He was licking his lips, moving fast, like he was ready. Like that mentality from your number four, I guess technically number five starter, because Jose Quintana is a veteran, so you're probably number five starter having that type of mentality. Like
10-0 in his last 12 games,
dog. Like they are a really good baseball team who finds ways to win. Like I was watching that game yesterday, I was like, oh my gosh, like. If Quinn's doing this and he's consistently doing this, like this is a championship team.
I'm just glad Kyle watched the game, and as you said, you want them to show you. Well, Bank 5-9 shows you what they care about here at the State Fair.
Oh, they sure do. Bank 5-9 proving their mission once again of making lives better. I see their sign right over there, the Bank 5-9 Amphitheater, and just to my left, the Bank 5-9 main stage, where they're making the lives of fairgoers even better. The Amphitheater, largest free stage here at State Fair, and of course the Bank 5-9 main stage, bringing marquee after marquee act to the people of Wisconsin. Just another way that they deepen their roots in the state of Wisconsin. Southeastern Wisconsin, Bay 59 pours into through charitable giving, through volunteerism, 9,000 hours and several hundred nonprofits represented, and of course their customers and employees. Once again, they won the prestigious Community Choice Award's Best Bank in the Milwaukee area, and they are all doing this just to live out their mission of making lives better. See how they can make your life a little bit better and visit bank59.com to learn more. Member FDIC.
On the Carbless Talking text line, 800-990-3776. Chef Ed's done with work, and he is letting us know that he truly believes Mr. Baseball is looking down on us. You're cooking with Chef Ed. Strofe is a clown guy chimes in. Strofe shows us who he really is every day, a clown. Wow. And last but not least, I think the best text of the day, Kyle's ego is way bigger than his fandom.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman, KBN.
But I got a bone to pick with Strofe next. More questions?
Bone to pick? I have a question, yeah. How are babies made?
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
But think to myself, it must be feeling pretty good to walk that way. But if you aren't because of joint pain, if your life is being restricted, I'm here to tell you, you don't have to live that way any longer. QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in regenerative medicine to take away that joint pain for good. Not just a quick fix, not just the same old drugs and surgery, which you might have been told is the only options, but truly regenerative treatment at a cellular level to be able to give you your life back. I'll tell you what, when it comes to QC Kinetics, and I've been there, the Greenfield location is unbelievable. You have to see it to believe it when it comes to your ability to make your body feel better, give your life back for the long run, and be able to use their cellular treatments to be able to give you your life back. QC Kinetics is hell ready to help you on the other side of this phone call. When you call them for your free consultation at 414-285-3474, 414-285-3474, that's 414-285-3474.
I think I got some fans. Hi, guys. Hey, we're getting shouted
hey,
out. We're getting
I
shouted
love
out.
It.
Well, no, we appreciate you, KB and Nathan.
We love
it. Love it. Let's go.
Kyle, I think I got an issue going on here.
Yeah, I don't know if that's pee or water or sweat.
I completely drenched. It looks like I peed myself.
Yeah, it does.
You just
got
to take it all too far.
He's taking the wet T-shirt contest south.
I've had this cold wet towel on my neck the entire show. While Brad's getting absolutely cooked.
I'm cooking. I tell you what, Ben is like just completely drenched because of the water.
And
I'm drenching. I'm drenching.
Brad, your seat is. I sat on your seat because I wanted to see how it felt to sit in the sun. I said, bro.
Scalding.
Yeah, I said, but you got to touch this. Yeah. You touch it, it's literally like touching a stove.
It is. It's like literally sitting on a campfire. It's crazy.
Why did you do this to yourself?
I got taken advantage of.
You don't get tan, you get red. I showed up last out of everybody.
We are going
you
to.
You decided to make yourself
once
red.
Once again, Brad
I'll be
can't
honest.
Help himself.
I'll be honest. When we came here, we set up shop yesterday. I said, oh, we're underneath the sun. We're underneath the tent. I will be shaded from the sun. No problems. There is a line right here to my right. I said, I'll be protected. And as the show went on yesterday, the sun creeping down to my right fully exposed me. I said, I made a horrible mistake.
And then you made it again.
But
He didn't say anything.
I'm the kind of guy who's just going to just wallow in his pain.
No,
because I'm not going to then. I know how bad it is.
Brad.
I'm not going to say, Kyle, why don't you sit here and toast yourself?
But I'm fine.
Brad,
I'll be okay.
Do you see I have a whole empty space that we can move stuff?
I was waiting for you guys to say, you know what? We can
no,
all shift
you
down.
Need to learn to say something.
We can all
you
shift
need to
down.
Learn to open your voice and say something. You are such a wee-wee.
I mean, you guys need to be conscientious
Brad.
Of my needs.
No.
I see.
Be
no.
a freaking man.
No,
you're getting roasted in the sun. You don't say a thing.
I'm cooking.
You let the
I'm
contractor
you are, you
walk
are
in your house
of a wee-wee.
With shoes on. You are a wee-wee.
Yeah, no, listen.
I have to lose it on you.
No,
you got to become a man.
No. Alexi is in control for a reason. Because
I do sick Lexi on people when meet
me. You have
She's
to.
The one that calls customer service,
yeah,
not me.
Because I'm
no
telling
crap.
I couldn't live
you
in
probably,
a house
You
time.
Probably pay customer service more money.
I'm sorry.
You know, I'm sorry I inconvenienced you. Here's another
fault.
$20.
It's probably my fault. And you know what? It's miscommunication. It was
I'm
on my
sorry
end.
I had to lose it on you.
Like, that son is
Maybe
cookie.
It's good for me. Guys, I'm going to have to.
I hope this is a moment you remember forever.
He won't. He won't. His right arm is going to be as red as the shorts.
Dude, you're an idiot. You are a bona fide idiot. We have space to accommodate you, and you sit here for 3 hours in the sun, And you don't say a word, but because you're soft.
It's the same thing that you, Ben Bruss, experienced. See, you haven't experienced a big enough, you know, burn to let you not get by with some
don't make this about me.
See,
I will live. I will do me. You need to become a man.
I haven't been burned enough for me to change
my
ways.
Figuratively and literally, you're being burned.
This might be the time that burns me enough.
Yeah,
insert some dominance.
Do you want to switch spots right now?
I've made it this far. No, no,
no. Switch right now.
I've made it this far. You touched my body. It's full of sweat. I made it this far. I'm going to be a man.
You didn't even I have a wet towel. Take the wet towel. What are you doing? There's a wet towel full of ice.
I'm going to be a man.
And you're sitting there burning and crying about it. You're not a man.
And be a professional and say I can endure any circumstances.
Right, you got surgery coming up, man. You shouldn't be messing up. You gonna go to surgery? They're gonna tell you, "Oh, we can't do it because all
Jonah
the burns."
Jonah Port Washington says Brad's a super weenie.
I'm a super weenie.
Yeah, you
are. You know what? I think I'm just trying to find ways to increase my toughness, my grit.
This is putting me in uncomfortable circumstances. No, this is not. That's not what's happening. Golly,
I'm warm though. I'm
warm. Like legitimately mad at you. Legitimately.
But hey, I'm not trying to like grovel. I'm just saying it's just an observation that I'm just gonna not take any.
No, you know what you need to do is grow up.
Yeah, grow a backbone. Maybe.
Backbone.
Hey,
Ben, you look really cozy.
Why don't you
scoot over so I don't get my arm burned and my leg burned and sit in the sun with this stool that's as hot as a stove
with
is
no back on it.
I'm struggling. I'm sweating. I've drank so much water and hardly had to pee. I will say about a baby step is this used to happen when I played in Jacksonville. I would drink so much water, and for 6 hours I wouldn't have to pee because it's so hot. But Lexi and I, she tuned into a little bit of the show yesterday. We talked about the contractor coming in, the whole taking off your shoe issue. Yeah. And she said, you know what? I'm on team Ben and Kyle on this one. You need to tell people. You need to start telling people. So that is a moment of resolve for me.
Can you play this for her
if she didn't hear it? It's a moment of resolve for me.
If not, I'm going to send it to her and say, listen to this part.
No.
I'm not doing this because I don't like Brad. I do it because I love Brad.
Yes,
and he needs a little more oomph in his life.
Brad, you're going to find your voice again in a couple weeks after.
Yeah.
Legitimately.
Yeah.
You need to come back a new man with this vocal cord surgery and actually having a backbone.
I love Lexi.
Might as well get spine surgery, too.
Use my spinal vertebrae, doctor.
Give him some more testosterone or something.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
Oh, wow. Well, I don't know. That testosterone works. He's having a baby.
No, that's too far.
He got to have the baby. That testosterone works.
You're getting old, man.
Oh, man.
You know.
I am getting old, dumb. I
hope we don't get low T at 35. I ain't even started.
Well,
wash yourself off, Brad, at Tsunami
Express. I'll tell
you what,
I would gladly walk through myself. Forget the car. I want to walk through a Tsunami Express car wash
right now. With that graphene.
But the reality, the T2 with graphene, that would really clean me up, get me feeling right. Imagine what it'll do to your car if I, a human, am looking forward to going through the Tsunami Express. A car, it is a moment in paradise for your car. You're going to walk away, that car expertly cleaned because of the powerful T2 with graphene that Tsunami Express Car Wash has to offer you. It's going to feel and look like a brand new car, not only outside, but inside too. Because on the inside, you have powerful free vacuums, matte cleaners, complete do-it-yourself car wash for the interior as well. If you want to be like me, you need to experience that day after day after day. Because you need a membership. I'm a ceramic member. That means I can go day after day after day and get my car looking beautifully clean in only the way that Tsunami Express Car Wash can do it. So go visit Tsunami Express, give your car a treat, and experience how to wash, chill, and repeat with Tsunami Express Car Wash. Right now, there's like the people mover thing. What's this thing called? The hang glider? The sky glide? Somebody has stopped right in the sun, and I'm in the shade, and I feel as good as I've been since 1:45. And they just started moving.
And you shouldn't have spoke.
Oh, it's hot. It's hot.
Do you need an umbrella?
No. He's going to suffer the rest of the show. I ain't moving anything.
I'm a grinder. I'm a grinder.
I ain't moving anything.
I mean, I'm willing to switch with you.
I'm a grinder.
No, we're not switching. We
talked about this earlier in the show.
He's made his bed, and he's laying in it. Wheel of Strofe is next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
Babe Ruth was short, fat. Well, I don't know how short he was. He looked short in the video. He was fat. He was stubby. He looked fat. He tried it. He didn't have a sprint. Have you ever seen Babe Ruth sprint? I wonder how many steals he had. Zero.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin. And the trumpets, there you go.
Yeah, the trumpets, there you go.
KBN Nation, now is the time to upgrade your windows if you've been thinking about it. And I have the great team to work with you, and it is Universal Windows Direct. When my boy Jamie Shea came to the crib, he showed me all the different options that I had. He didn't try to upsell me at all. He tried to give me the solution that best fit my house. That's why right now is the perfect time to call Universal Windows Direct to make your home feel great, but also to save on that energy bill that keeps climbing and climbing and climbing. And right now at Universal Windows Direct, they have an incredible offer to help you fix it fast. Guess what? Buy two, get two is back. Yes, buy two windows, get two free. There is no limit. Got eight windows that need replacing? You only pay for four. It is that simple. Plus, right now, they have no interest for five whole years. That's the deal I got, and that's the deal I want you to get. So go ahead and call Universal Windows Direct today for your free in-home estimate at 414-410-2000. That's 414-410-2000, or visit UniversalWindowsDirect.com. And like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
Live from the Wisconsin State Fair at Left's Lucky Town. I believe we devoured everything possible, but I just want to get it right.
It was delicious.
The meatloaf and potato
good.
Ball thing.
Oof.
Yeah,
good. Meatloaf mashed.
Pulled ham and cheddar sandwich.
That was delicious.
Yes.
The hot house chicken sandwich Kyle and I got at.
Yeah,
I know Brad was already sweating from the sun. He didn't eat any more.
I actually got one earlier last week.
Smash burger, strawberry cheesecake blast is a nice little slushy drink. And the buffalo chicken rangoons are probably my favorite.
Yeah, I think those are my favorite too. Those are so
those
good.
Are very
can't go
good.
Wrong with any of them.
So stop on by the Wisconsin State Fair and check out Left's Lucky Town. It's Kyle Bruston-Ortman with you until 5 o'clock leading into the Homer Hour. And it's time now for our producer, Alex Stroh, to play a wheel again. That was my bad.
It's time for the wheel.
Pat on the back to me.
Oh! That's not how it works.
Stroh!
Yeah, once again, that's not how it works.
I know that's not how it
works. Before we get
to
the wheel of Stroh, did you know that you could use an excessive amount of Vicks VapoRub?
You can. You actually can poison yourself, so don't poison yourself.
Well, I don't think I'm going to poison myself.
How much could that possibly be? Bathing?
It says only use only apply it three times a day, and I've already applied it like five times today.
All right.
No,
Stroh's out
so
tomorrow.
Soft. You know what you can do? This is what my grandpa used to do. You put
what do you mean I'm
soft?
I'm not complaining. I just read the directions for the first time.
I know, but now you've had too much Vicks, and now you're going to be out for having too much Vicks.
He poisoned himself.
Yeah. What is this? What are you guys trying to do? Why are you trying to give me this
you're
reputation of somebody that calls into work all the time?
You are soft, though.
It's like the first day of taking off in a year outside of
you
vacation.
You can't be the I don't take days off guy and then take a day off and not expect to hear it from us.
Yeah, I think I'm the only guy here that hasn't taken a sick day.
All right, here we go.
Tough guy here. Tough guy.
I think that is accurate, but that's fine.
I think that is accurate.
Wheel of Stroh.
Hold on. Here we go. All right, purple. Oh, like the lid of my Vicks VapoRub. Did you guys know smelling salts got banned from the NFL?
No.
Why?
I don't know what the reasoning is, but George Kittle, the tight end of the San Francisco 49ers, said he considered retirement because of the rule. Brad, you're the only person here that's played in the NFL. Did you ever use smelling salts?
Yeah, so you know what? This is so funny.
I want to hear why you use it.
When would you need to use it?
Well, so I never did it purposefully.
Fall asleep on the bench?
But Mike Tolbert, remember Mike Tolbert?
Big back.
So he would tape up a water bottle, shove about 30 smelling salts in there after he cracked them. He'd shake it up, and he'd say, "Who wants some booger sugar?" He'd walk around, and y'all with a water bottle, you could squeeze it. He'd go out, you used to be sitting down with kind of thinking about the game. He'd put it up underneath you, go, and then push the air up in your face. And you're like, oh my gosh, to be handing out booger sugar to everybody. So every once in a while, I was a victim of the booger sugar.
You know what booger
sugar is? How to make
you
feel?
Ready to rip? I mean, I'm actually surprised they did that. I wonder if it's a concussive thing, because guys will do that. They'll take the smelling salt, go, on kickoff, and throw it right onto the ground, then get right into it and rip. That's a shame.
You know what booger sugar is, right?
No.
Yes, we don't need to explain to Brad, though. We're not going to explain that. Kyle, stop. Just don't. No,
literally, that was 10 years ago.
No,
Wheel
stop.
Of Stroh.
Thank you, Strofe.
Seems like a good time God to switch you. Subjects.
God bless
Tell
you.
Tell me off air, please.
Coca-Cola.
This is why they banned it.
Yellow. Jim Rutledge yesterday on Jim, Matt, and Molly for some reason taking a shot at me that didn't really make a whole lot of sense. Take a listen.
All right. I got a stone to throw at Jesse Nelson and actually a little bit of Alex Strofe and any other Brewer fans that try to take
no
a victory
idea.
Lap.
Irrelevant.
Oh. Alrighty.
Which one?
There is a lot of baseball left. And there was a couple dumb things that I saw. I know Alex Strofe be like, we didn't need to make trades at the trade deadline. I'm sorry. Jake Mizorowski is now out for like two more starts. That could matter at some point. Jackson Chourio being out cell-free, like, is obviously dealing with something because he was pulled the other day from the game. So, like, the Brewers, sometimes you need to add people to, like, cover up for injuries as well. So the victory laps on that are dumb.
I don't get it.
They're undefeated since the trade deadline.
Sure are. Also, have you ever heard anybody refer to Jacob Mizorowski?
I wrote that down right away. Jake Mizorowski.
Do you think Jake he just forgot Mizorowski. His name or what?
And also saying that two starts is going to bite them. In his first start that he was out, Logan Henderson pitched great, and the Brewers won against the freaking Nationals. What the hell are we doing around here?
And
the other part is, did I ever say that? Like,
I don't know. I'm going to call you Alex Strofe. Jake Mizorowski.
I did say, you know, I don't think it's the end of the world that they didn't make trades. I would have liked to see them do more, but I still think they are the best team in baseball regardless.
Listen, Al, I'm good with Kai Wallace. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is just a...
I was trying to come up with one for Brad, but yeah. It's a pretty basic name.
Yeah. There's really no way to make it. B-Rad is sort of the other alter ego I might have.
No, you don't have an alter ego. You're too soft to be called B-Rad.
Well, there's Brad. There's Bradley. There's B-Rad. And then there's plenty of them. And all the alter egos of the AI world that Strofe created a long time ago of Chad and Thad. And
it still might be one of my favorite things we've ever heard on Kyle Bruston Ortman.
It was unbelievable.
So if you can pull that up, I would just love to reminisce.
That was such a monumental moment on KBS.
Strofe is good at content.
Yeah.
He might be soft for being sick, but he's good at content.
Unless you're driving, I want you to close your eyes. Kyle, Brust, Nortman, that includes you. As we discussed yesterday, there might be a world where there are multiple Brad Nortmans. So once again, I put on my detective hat and I traveled to that world. Let me introduce you to Thad Nortman.
Hi, I'm Thad Nortman. I'm here to look at your finances and kick footballs very far. Do you want to listen to me uninterrupted as I give you stupid ideas? How about a universal handshake?
At least you can acknowledge they're stupid, Thad. It's nice to meet you as well. How about Chad Nortman?
Hi, my name is Chad Nortman. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Chad. How are you? And what are you up to today?
I am putting garbage bags on the windows in my bedroom.
That's great, Chad. Just like Brad.
I love Lexi.
Oh, okay. Thanks for sharing. Who's this guy? He looks sad.
Hi, my name is Chad Nortman.
But we just met a Chad Nortman. How many of you are there?
My name is Chad Nortman.
This is terrifying. I gotta get out of here.
My name is Chad Nortman.
My name is Chad Nortman.
My name is Chad Nortman.
My name is Dad Nortman.
My name is Chad
Nortman. My name is Dad Nortman.
My name is Dad Nortman.
My name is Chad Nortman.
All-time detective stroke.
Amazing.
An all-time detective stroke.
I still don't understand how that's even possible to do, but that's what makes it so good.
It was
so
good. At the end, him going, Really good stuff. Bad stuff from Jim Rutledge, but that's on par.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a precursor to pole position on Fridays at
4:15. Worst statement of the week.
I mean, I'm just confused about – so, okay, if you throw – I mean, he said this obviously yesterday after Brewers won. But at what point do you say, okay, maybe they're just deep. Maybe they're just really good.
He's not thinking about the Brewers. He's calling him Jake Mizorowski. The Cubs are coming off a loss in which Dansby Swanson missed first base
that
when he was
so going
to be
cool.
Clearly safe.
Running his fundamentals.
Running in a 3-2 ball game, and he was going to be safe by a mile. Missed the bag. Tying run scored. Went to review. He missed the bag. They lose. Cubs, Brewers, three games separate them now, and I'm going to tell you, while I'm in a good mood, about the Princeton Club, because right now I'm feeling like I'm at a pool. I mean, my shorts have not dried up at all.
Won't dry for a while.
That's all right, because I love going there with my fiance and my daughter. They have a pool as well as free childcare that you can drop your kid off and prioritize your health, your goals. You like the indoor pool? You like the outdoor pool? You like the outdoor tennis courts? You like the indoor tennis courts? You like a basketball court? Do you like workout classes, personal training, great equipment, sauna, steam room? You name it, they have it. So for having a strong body and a strong mind and help having a strong community, you can accomplish all of that by joining the Princeton Club of New Berlin for your better tomorrow. Do it today, everybody. Professor Big Daddy J.A., John Anderson. I'm really excited to talk some Brewers with John Anderson.
Yeah.
Because he's got such a heavy influence on the 1982 team.
Yeah, that would be really good to hear from his perspective.
Little 82 plus, like, I'm going to make him love this 2025 version just as much as 1982, as much as I can next.
You're listening to Kyle Brusten Nortman, KBN.
His career success rate was 51%. That's trash.
That's trash. That's really bad.
I'm Ricky Henderson in 1923. I want y'all to understand that.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
By the way, there is no runaround whatsoever. Citizens Bank locally has your back. No wondering who to call. You know who to call. It is Citizens Bank. And here's the great thing about Citizens Bank as well. They're local. You can find them local, and an application is online. It is so easy. You can meet in person, go online, however you roll. Citizens Bank has your back. So whether you're buying, refinancing, or just starting to dream, check out CitizensBankWI.bank. That is CitizensBankWI.bank, because that's where banking, where you belong.
Joining us now on Kyle Brusten Nortman before the Homer Hour is John Anderson, Professor Big Daddy J.A. John, how are you?
I'm well. How are you guys this morning, this afternoon, wherever? I don't know what the time change is.
No time change right now. Just all in Central Time Zone enjoying the Wisconsin State Fair. And John, you have such a great appreciation for the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers that even if the 2025 Milwaukee Brewers win the World Series, I don't think you would hold them in higher regard than the 1982 Brewers. What is it going to take from this team to get you to give your heart to this franchise and what they're doing?
Okay, so wait a minute. It's not that they don't have my heart. It's not that they don't have my full support.
I'm just going with what I've heard from you, John.
I'm just saying it is hard to match your childhood heroes. That's all. Right? Like, the Packers won two Super Bowls. Well, technically they won one when I was two. But between the Favre and the Rodgers guys, right? But even them, they're wonderful. But some of those guys, Reggie White doesn't hold the same place in my heart as Alden Big Cat Roche, who was just an average guy on the line. Or a Big Cat Clarence Williams and Alden Roche, guys like that. So that was just me. Those are just the guys that I liked when I was 12 and 13. You're going to have to go some
to
see who those guys are. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. Why do I have to give that up? Why is it when I went to interview, I've interviewed Tiger, I don't know, Tiger Woods how many times? It's all fine. Like, look, there's just a guy who's a golfer. Every time I see Jack Nicklaus, I'm like, dang, I got to go talk to Jack Nicklaus, right? Because he was your guy when I grew up. So that's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, John, maybe to bridge the gap, because I know us as Brewer fans are looking for this. Do you notice any similarities between this 2025 team and the 1982 team?
Oh, you know, this team to me, despite absolutely mauling Washington the other day, or over the weekend, which was great to have all those hits and then win last night with just three. that 82 team, right, they were, you would have considered them all just a bunch of thumpers. And this team doesn't have that reputation, right? This team seems more like it's pitching heavy, pitching first, and then they get enough offense. The other one was they wrecked the baseball, and then they had guys that could throw it in, you know, Haas and Vukovich and Mike Caldwell. but they were, you know, which were really good pitchers in a different era. But they were thumpers, man. Those guys, those bats made way more noise, at least as you compare the two teams. That's how I see those the difference there. You got a bunch of guys who just knock the ball around the yard like crazy, and these guys that the Brewers have now can throw.
Hey, John, I want to know from you, as a Brewers fan your entire life, do you prefer being born into a good baseball team that then goes dormant for 20 years, or do you prefer probably being born into a bad baseball team that gets good out of nowhere? Because Brad and I, we're 90s babies in 89.
Yeah.
The Brewers sucked our entire lives, so right now we're in heaven. This is like incredible. Since 2011,
right,
it's been like, okay, wow, this is great. But, I mean, you've seen greatness before. So what do you think you would prefer, being born into a team that was good or finding a good team while it's good halfway through your life?
I guess I've seen both sides. I just want to have somebody that's good. There's some droughts in there, right? I had the droughts with the Packers. They won the Super Bowl when I was 2. And then the 70s were lean, man. So when they came along and were great, you know, I just think perhaps I have a better appreciation having wandered in the wilderness for a while in there with old Davey Lopes and Phil Garner and some of the folks that, you know, didn't we have a Lashman in there at some point, Renicky? So I think probably I have an appreciation for this and how fragile it can be. Maybe that's why I'm more tentative sometimes than the rest of the people, because I know what it takes and how close it is and how hard it is to get there. You know, I had the Packers tell me that a couple years after I was at one of the Wisconsin Sports Awards, right, that they had, and visiting with some of those guys. And they had won the Super Bowl, and now they're kind of 2 or 3 years away from it, and you realize how hard, because at the time, right, you're rolling, things go well, you wipe out Philadelphia and all these teams, and so you're like, wow, that went really well. Sure, because you were on a roll. And I think as you get farther away from it, you have an appreciation of how hard it is to accomplish those things. And I think, you know, that's where I sometimes seem to you guys maybe less optimistic than everybody else, but I just know how hard that is and how many things have to go right. And so, you know, until we get that 27th out, I will still be hopeful and on my way, and I'll be there, and I will, they will have my backing, but I won't believe it until it's in the glove.
Oh.
Strofe, are you alive?
Brewers!
Hit the stream on. You napping? There we go. Good job, buddy.
Just to follow up on my point about the guys that you like as kids, look how much success Brust and these Wisconsin Badger basketball players have. And none of them, not Finley, not Frank, none of those guys is ever going to be as great to me as Wes Matthews and Claude Stretch Gregory under Bill Colfer.
Oh. The original Wes,
right?
Matthews.
Yeah. OG Wes.
I'm just saying. Yes. Who, by the way, in their very last regular season game in that 1979 season, wiped out Magic Johnson and the Spartans, who then went on and won the national title. Yep.
Wow.
Last game of the year.
You are the KBN historian, John.
Yeah.
I just want to make that very clear.
Like,
I think we need you more often. Because, like,
we
wanted to have the conversation about 1982, but I was born in 91, so, like, we wouldn't want to be fraud. So we have you, which is great. So keep getting older and keeping our historian, okay?
There you go. Yeah, listen, I'm here for you anytime you need me, not just on Tuesdays at 4:50.
You're the best, John. We'll be listening to you on the ride to pick up my daughter, Kyle doing whatever he does, and Brad booking back to Economowoc. That's John Anderson, who's joining Homer on the Homer Hour coming up next, right here on 94.5 ESPN, streaming on the ESPN Wisconsin app and on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. It's been fun from the Wisconsin State Fair.
Yes.
Thanks to Lefts for all the hospitality. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Enjoy the Homer Hour in 2 short minutes.